Words from the Gospel according to Luke, which was read by morning a couple of minutes ago. And it's specifically chapter 9 and verse 35. Luke 9 and verse 35. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him. This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." Today we celebrate the feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord. And this is an important Christian tradition dating back to the early church. And this holy day falls on the date of the dedication of the first church built on Mount Tabor, which is traditionally considered to be the high mountain of the Transfiguration. Now, as an Epiphany story, the Transfiguration provides one of the most distinctive and dramatic revelations of Jesus' divinity. But if you went to Mount Tabor today, this is what you will see: a church in a surrounding community. And I must say that I had the privilege to visit Mount Tabor because a few years ago, my wife Felicity and myself joined a group from Trinity Divinity Seminary, where I was a student at that time. And we traveled to a number of holy sites, including the Mount of the Transfiguration. So if that's still on your bucket list, do it. Go to the Holy Land, because there's a lot to see and a lot to experience. And it actually brings this Gospel story alive. But like any other site, this site has gone through its own series of transformations. And you would have concluded that, I'm sure, from the picture. But we learn from Luke's account that Jesus took three of his faithful followers to the top of the mountain to show them who he really was. And in the midst of his prayer, a physical transformation of Jesus became evident. And a voice from the cloud identified Jesus as the Son of God. And in all of this, he was joined by two others who were identified as Moses and Elijah. Now, biblical scholars have argued that Moses and Elijah represented the law and the Old Testament prophets, and these were symbolic of the covenant relationship with God. But most importantly, the transfiguration of Jesus revealed the glory of Jesus as the Son of God. And today, we are also reminded about the divinity of Jesus, which was revealed at his baptism. So when we are baptized, as Chloe will be in a few minutes, this important sacrament marks the beginning of our spiritual development as we grow in the knowledge and love of Jesus Christ. But we must all recognize that the Christian life has its own challenges, doesn't it? But that could be good training ground, for God is often preparing us for something greater. Isn't that so? Now, Peter, James, and John had an exciting experience on the mountain, and perhaps they wanted to stay and savor the moment. And we too have similar experiences which entice us to stay where we are, to enjoy it, and perhaps to be aware from what might be difficulties in our lives and in the lives of others. So if we are enjoying the moment on the mountaintop, why would we want to go into the valleys? Why would we want to go into the valleys if we could stay on the mountaintop? Well, in fact, Christians are called to leave our mountaintop experiences, our places of comfort and pleasure, to be in the valleys and to minister with those who are in need. Granted, we do need time on the mountaintop for our own spiritual renewal. Nevertheless, our faith must be put into action wherever we are. And so we pray that we will endeavor to be true channels of God's love, and that by God's grace, others will see a reflection of Christ through the life we live. But my friends, we must continue to ask ourselves the question, and the question we pose to each other today. If we were accused of being Christian, would we be found guilty? If I were to be accused, if you were to be accused of being a Christian, do you think that you would be found guilty? Do you think that I would be found guilty? For if we are truly Christian, it should be evident from the way we live, shouldn't it? For sure, Christians should experience a complete metamorphosis. Metamorphosis? Well, tell me what you remember about the concept of metamorphosis. And I know all of the scientists in the room are probably, your thoughts are churning. Well, I'll tell you, my vivid memory of the term metamorphosis comes from a biology class when animal metamorphosis was explained. And my science teacher at that time, Dr. Bernal Nisbet, said to us as students, "Don't worry about that long, fancy word. Just remember what metamorphosis means. What it means is that a caterpillar turns into a butterfly. A worm turns into a butterfly. Yes, that crawling worm turns into a beautiful butterfly that can fly on its own." And I would imagine that the transfiguration prompts us to think about change. And we can look at incomplete change or partial change, which is primarily a physical alteration. And as told in verse 29 of the gospel reading, and I quote, "While he," that is Jesus, "was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white," end of quote. Now, a commonly used illustration of incomplete or partial change is the chicken and the egg story. Have you ever heard the chicken and the egg story? What comes first, the chicken or the egg? Well, technically what happens is that a chicken goes from an egg to a chick to a chicken. Basically, once the egg hatches, the chicken simply grows from a smaller version of itself to a much larger form of itself. Partial change. We also go through physical changes, perhaps as we mature in age. And if we don't believe that we go through physical change, just look at some of our old pictures. There's a proof. But the goal of the Christian goes beyond physical change. The goal of the Christian is complete transformation as we go through stages of spiritual development, to be spiritually transformed as we try to be like Christ, loving our neighbor as ourselves and following the example of Jesus. But who is this Jesus whom we serve? Jesus' transfiguration and baptism reveal the godly nature of Christ. But we must bear in mind that God is also revealed to us in different ways in our daily lives. For he is revealed to us through others, by their acts of love, by their trust, and by their forgiveness. And we too have the privilege of revealing God to others by our own life and by our own example. My sisters and brothers in Christ, Jesus offers new life, and baptism in Christ offers us all a new life. For just as Jesus was transformed at his baptism and at his transfiguration, so are we when we are transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit at baptism. Now, Marilyn and Sharif, you are supported here by family and friends, and in the presence of so many witnesses, you have brought Chloe to be baptized. And this is a very important step in her spiritual transformation that will happen through the power of the Holy Spirit. And on a very personal note, I know that Auntie Joycey was there, Auntie Phil, Darren, and myself witnessed Sharif's baptism 40 years ago. And I happened to be one of Sharif's godparents. And the jury is out, Sharif, as to my performance as a godfather. However, we are proud that Chloe is now being brought to be baptized. So we pass this on. But our baptism is an outward and visible sign of inner and spiritual change, of inner and spiritual transformation. And so we thank God for changing our lives and for giving us the hope that is available to all who place our trust in him. And today we are thanking God for the moment when Chloe will be signed with the cross, identifying her as God's own forever. And finally, God clearly identified Jesus as his son before impressing upon Peter and the other disciples to be attentive to what they had seen and heard. And we too must move beyond our own ideas and our desires and be ready to discern God's will for us. And we continue to follow Jesus because we believe in who he is, the Son of God. And so we place all of our desires before him, seeking his direction in our daily walk with Christ. Good news, great news. The same invitation is offered to all of us today, because the God we serve reveals himself to anyone who comes to him with a sincere heart. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, help us to be a reflection of your love and be more like you each day. Help us to grow in love, joy, and patience, and to follow your guidance in all we think and say and do. My sisters and brothers in Christ, these thoughts I share with you in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.